February 2023 Musings. Why RL? Pondering the benefits of recording and listening, there are almost too many to capture, isn't the focus of this musings. The question has a much more orthographic emphasis. Why uppercase R slash uppercase L? Not lowercase RL, not lowercase R slash L, not uppercase R slash lowercase L, not uppercase RL. Wherever RL is referenced in this practice, in an email class confirmation, in a practice reminder, in a year-long assignment, it is written in a specific way. Did you notice that RL is always written in a specific way? You may not have noticed, but written it correctly anyway. You may not have noticed and written it incorrectly. You may have noticed and simply complied with the instruction without question. You may have noticed and overridden the impulse to ask why it was uppercase R slash uppercase L and not lowercase RL and proceeded to write it correctly. You may have assumed you knew the reason for uppercase R slash uppercase L versus lowercase RL and written it correctly. You may have figured out why uppercase R slash uppercase L and not uppercase R slash lowercase L and written it correctly. You may have noticed but dismissed the instruction on how RL is referenced and written it the way you wanted to write it. Or, after the multiple times you'd seen the instruction to RL, you just stopped noticing. Does it really matter how RL is written? It could be argued that it is a waste of time quibbling about uppercase R slash uppercase L versus lowercase RL when people are dying by the thousands around the world. But who is making the argument? Do we notice who made the argument? If we don't notice where the argument to trivialize this and elevate that is coming from, we're perpetuating a process of indifference, a process that doesn't care, that is so absorbed in itself it cannot see anything else. What process? Ignoring, not paying attention, not here, not noticing. There is no right or wrong way to write RL. Right and wrong are important only in conditioned mind's world of opposites. Uppercase R slash uppercase L is simply how it's written. Ignoring how it's written is a practice of inattention. When we're paying attention, we see how something is as it is. In the absence of an I, interpreting it, ignoring it, dismissing it, resisting it, and rebelling against it, there is reverence for its inherent isness. Awareness is simply witnessing. All of awareness practice is in support of being aware, of just noticing. In the practice of pure attention, noticing what we did not notice furthers just noticing. Perhaps when we become aware of inattention, we notice where attention has wandered, the process of not noticing that was obscuring this here now. Eventually, with practice, just noticing, whatever we notice, replaces not noticing. Now, we notice it's uppercase R slash uppercase L, not lowercase RL. We notice that RL is not just three characters on a page. We notice RL is not a mere label for something we do for our awareness practice. We notice RL is our most direct access to the wisdom, love, and compassion that is us. We notice RL evokes affection and deep caring. Now we write RL with a deep bow of gratitude for all that it is. Engasho.